MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Let's see.
Also, I hope there's enough time. I want to ask because I've been like sending him emails like prior to this, like months ago, and I want to ask him about my wiener.
So hopefully Royce just saved time at the end for Q&A.
What's wrong with your wiener?
No, I want to know if I really need to get clipped or not.
You don't. You really don't. I mean, no one's going to make you if that's what you're asking. But no. Yeah, we could ask. We could ask it. It's fine.
Yeah, just save
I would rather
Q&A
ask
time.
That doctor than my primary care physician because he doesn't wear shoes and he's a psycho.
What do you mean he doesn't wear shoes? What kind of doctor are you going to?
My primary care physician every time. I mean. Can I say his name on the air?
Let's not.
Yeah, because every time I've ever come in for like a checkup or when I was talking to him about my wiener before.
Yeah.
He was eating like tuna sandwiches and he was barefoot with gnarly unclipped toenails.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't have to clip his toenails, you don't have to clip your penis. It's pretty simple.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter and Facebook if you want to get in contact with the show. Or morelikeradio.com/live if you want to be in the chat room. Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. for those listening via podcast. Today is Rocktober 7th, 2015. It is 7:08 p.m. in Athens, Georgia. Welcome to the show, everybody. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
I'm dancing.
John the Laser Santeri.
Pew, 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 pew.
Sean Running Waters. Okay, cool story, Hansel. And Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. Okay, yeah.
Everybody smiles when they hear.
Your quality is so bad, Dutch. It's ridiculous.
What happened, buddy?
You said is it bad now?
Yeah.
Hold on. Keep talking.
Yeah, it's robot Dutch.
Sorry, dude. I'm in the middle of hail some over here.
Yeah, I know. It's just the quality is like you sound like you're in a box or something.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, so we'll fix that. While Dutch fixes that, we'll keep going. Apparently, Dutch is calling from the Gaza Strip reporting live.
No, he's calling from the town of Footloose.
Oh, that's right. They don't allow dancing or go.
Is it better?
Bad.
No, it's still really bad.
They don't allow dancing, and apparently they don't allow good internet connection either in the town of Footloose. Call Kevin Bacon, see if he could hook you up. Do you have U-Torn open, Dutch? Dutch,
no, I do not.
Dutch has U-Torn open, probably.
No, I don't.
Close U-Torrent, bro.
Dutch, try closing.
I don't have U-Torn open.
Dutch.
Right did now. You try? Okay, I want you to pull Dutch. Up your task manager. And look for U-Torrent.
Not the Taskmaster.
Control delete.
I do that every time.
Control delete. And then you search for processes, okay? And there you're going to see.
I already did
you're
it.
You're going to see U-Torrent. And you're going to hit end process.
Really?
And
I agree with Roy Black on crack.
Yeah. Fuck Dutch. Yeah. I mean, I look, normally I defend you, Dutch, but right now I can't.
All right. Hang up.
Yeah. Why don't you call back and fix your shit? Anyway, welcome to the show, guys.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, Dutch is all disheveled. He told me he was apparently masturbating before the show, which, of course, that takes a valuable checking your internet connection time, you know.
That's got to be painful with his broken collarbone.
I don't think he's using that arm.
It was totally him. The call quality went better as soon as he
Yeah, I know. We know it was him. We all know it was him. It's totally not even him. A question. Anyway.
We all know he was drunk. I mean, wait. What?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't affect internet quality. Just his life quality and life expectancy, but not anything else.
He'll be fine.
This is Sven.
It's Sven. So, yeah, welcome to the show. We didn't have one last week because I was sicky poos. I am better.
I was also sick. Yeah, we were sick together.
We were sick. But we're back this week to entertain you.
Sick of each other.
Yeah, that and also sick.
No, just the first thing, really.
How was Katie's wedding, guys?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Maul says, I think someone crashed her car into Dutch's equipment. That is possible. Someone could have T-boned his router, apparently, and broken his router's collarbone.
Oh, that's
possible?
Sad.
I just want to keep bashing him until he fixes it. Right now, he's probably unplugging his modem and plugging it back in. So, anyway, yeah, Katie's wedding was fun. We had a good time.
We talked about it last night on Dutch and Roy.
Yeah, we talked about it last night. It was good.
Did What's Ryan that try show? To crash the wedding?
No, Ryan wasn't there. No, Ryan did not come. It was just us.
And your parents.
And my parents were there, too.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
And if you listen to Dutch and Royce, and I recommend you do on morelikeradio.com, go to downloads, my dad was pretty much heckling the entire wedding as people walked up in classic.
He would not do that.
He did that. And
he
it was,
did
he
do
would
that.
Not.
It was pretty
it's
funny.
Totally out of character.
He
for
was
him.
Sitting behind me, too, and I'm trying not to crack up while he's doing it. And but it was it was a good time. It was Doctor Who themed. Everybody, you know, party. They drank.
She looked great in that dress, by the way.
Yeah, dude, the bridesmaids. I know I said it yesterday, but oh my god, fucking Katie's husband, his sisters are so fucking hot. It's retarded.
Well, I mean, Jordan's so fucking hot.
I know he is, but I'm saying his sisters are ridiculously attractive. And pretty much all the bridesmaids were hot, and Marie was there too. But all the bridesmaids
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have laughed that hard.
Hey, that's all right. Your dad said I had a nice ass.
Yeah, that's a compliment, I guess. And
no, he was complimenting your husband, Marie.
Yeah, it was me. That I am.
Oh, you're my ass.
I'm a nice ass.
You're my ass.
Yes, I'm usually referred to as the beard, but I'll take it.
I'm the beard. You're the ass.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, welcome to the show again for the fifth time.
Thank you.
Now, what do we want to get into today? There's a lot of things.
Users, your guest choice?
You can ask what John did this weekend.
John, what did you do this weekend?
I was in a dance performance number at a comic book convention.
A dance performance number?
Dance?
Were you yep. Deadpool?
No, I wasn't. I was Dipper from Gravity Falls.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Disney cartoon.
Okay.
But then there was like other people from like Nintendo and
what dance moves did you do?
I did a lot of dances.
The Running Man.
Danced to a bunch of songs, and it was kind of like a play, but with
Charleston.
Like it was like choreographed crap that John was doing.
Is there a video of this?
I got a couple of videos on my Facebooks.
So essentially you were in a musical.
Yes, John was in a musical.
And you were this character Dipper that I posted in the chat room?
Indeed I was.
Well, you kind of look like him, actually. That worked out very well. Did you wear the same shorts?
Yes.
Thank God.
I mean, what was the play about? What did you do? What was it about?
I guess the whole play was... let's see. Princess Peach wanted to throw a big festival in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And the original princess from Donkey Kong and a couple other like evil villains stopped her by transforming all of the main characters of Smash Brothers, like Solid Snake, Mario, Luigi, Bowser, and alternates, and then Dipper and his sister Mabel traveled through time with other groups to try to get Nintendo Amiibos to bring back the world that which once was.
So I have a lot of why.
Why what?
Pretty much after every just word why. You said was just why?
Ask why. Drink Bud Ice.
Bud Dry, whatever.
Why Bud Ice is the one with the pink.
Why
one.
Did this have to be a musical? Why did you have to dance? Why did you get into it?
What convention was this?
MusiCon.
Why is there a MusiCon? I never heard of any of John, what happened to you? Did you get lost in an alternate time warp?
Did you get the belt from that NES cartoon show where he went into the video games? Is that what happened?
I think so.
What the fuck was that show called? Now it's gonna fuck me up.
Who convinced you to do this?
His mom.
One of the, what's his name? Trey.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, from 3000 Brigade. Yes, yes, the one that we
were talking
to.
Yeah, so that's what it was. It was the 3000 Brigade. And I've known everybody, all these people, who, you know, like Nakia. You know Nakia.
Of course I know Nakia.
We know Nakia. He is our one black friend.
Black guy. No, second to Johnny Five.
Oh, that's right.
Captain N. Thank you, Maul. Captain N. Whoa, Captain African American, if I remember what the show was called. And the Game Master, where he had a belt that was a NES controller, and he went through different games.
So John was the 3001st character?
Yes.
Didn't he, wear a power glove, too?
Yeah, he wore a power glove as well. There you go. That's a good Halloween costume for you, John. Captain N.
I'm actually going as Jesus riding a dinosaur this year.
That's fair. Historically accurate. I'm glad that you're doing that.
I don't know. The Christians Against Dinosaurs group that I joined might have some sad to say
It's
about
a good
that.
Group. It's a good group.
Surprised I haven't been thrown out of it yet.
I was thrown out very early.
I'm surprised too.
Apparently I'm still in it.
I keep trying.
It's not for lack of trying.
Not at all. There's one thing I actually try at.
What's the last thing you posted in that group?
I don't know. I stop posting. I just comment and tell everybody how ignorant and stupid they sound.
You're ignorant.
You're
stop
being
ignorant.
You're ignorant.
Emma, you're ignorant.
Well, maybe that's why. You're just calling them ignorant. They don't. You have to say something more offensive.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It's because I got the stick of truth for my birthday. D got me the stick of truth, so that's all I've been doing for the past.
What's the stick of truth?
That's a South Park game.
The South Park video game.
Oh.
Yeah. It's fantastic, by the way. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I haven't played it yet, but I heard it's really good.
Are you trying to rub it in our face that it's your birthday coming up?
It's just tomorrow. I mean, you know, YOLO.
But you already had a birthday.
Yeah, he has one every year.
Yeah, I'm saying, like we did that last year.
Yeah, my birthday was actually on a Wednesday, and we celebrated on the show. And by celebrated, I mean we didn't acknowledge it, not once.
Turn your send up a little bit.
I'm going to turn your send up.
So, Sean, why aren't we invited to your birthday party?
What birthday party?
I don't know. I'm assuming you have one.
I'm not. I mean, we're throwing a party for Connor. Tomorrow.
That's not your birthday party. That's a child's birthday party.
What's the
difference?
Well,
his birthday is today, so that's what we did.
Well, okay. Well, then what's going on tomorrow?
I don't know. We're going to play a lot of Lego Batman.
Oh, my God. You're the lamest.
Lego Batman.
We got the kid Lego Batman. He likes Batman.
Everyone likes Batman. He's a very likable character.
No, he's not. No, he's not. One of the least likable people in the
universe.
He's
kind of a dick, actually.
Yeah, that's why most people like Batman.
I guess he's relatable.
More people like Batman than Superman.
How can he be relatable? He's a billionaire.
Exactly. We can all relate.
He doesn't relate to anybody else except other billionaires.
That's not true.
Wait a second. No, he doesn't even relate to Oliver Queen.
He. Okay, first off, he's relatable because he's a human while all the other characters have superpowers.
It's true. Well, once again, Oliver Queen doesn't have superpowers.
Yes, no, I understand. But we're talking about, you know, Batman at this moment. And I would agree that, yes, no one likes Superman, but I think nobody likes Superman for the very reason that he may not be a billionaire, but he has everything. I mean, really, if you think about it, the guy has every power.
He doesn't have sex.
Like, okay, he doesn't have a lot of sex. He could fuck Wonder Woman. That's been established.
Several times.
He's had sex with Wonder Woman. She could handle the super sperm. If he were to nut into Lois, it would, like, shoot out of her head.
God willing.
Thank you, Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, what was I going to say? Butt stuff, yeah.
Oh, I was saying how relatable Batman is.
Okay, maybe John's right. Maybe he's not relatable. Maybe he's a billionaire. Maybe he has a lot of... okay, fine. You know what? He's just cool. How about that? He's cool.
Okay, fine. He's cool. He's got a lot of cool stuff. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fight.
He is cool. The most relatable superhero is probably...
Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Oh, I can totally Aquaman. Relate to Aquaman.
Because he sucks.
He's the worst.
And most people suck.
I can relate mostly to the Green Lantern, the black one.
Why? There's nothing about him you could relate to.
Everything.
What's his name? Hold on.
He's the Green Lantern, and if he doesn't have that ring, all he is just Hal Jordan.
Well, what if he's Jon Stewart?
He retired.
He wouldn't
it's
have
Trevor.
A Daily Show anymore.
It's Trevor
Noah. You back?
I believe Trevor Noah is a new Green Lantern now.
Is that Sean. How that works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dutch, say
I thought
something.
It was like the Highlander. There can only be one.
I think I'm back on.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I am a robot.
Do what I say. No, you still sound like a robot, Dutch.
Does not compute.
Is it really hailing over there?
I'm in
He's in the middle of a hailstorm,
He's
guys.
In the middle of a hail... But why would that affect your
no,
internet?
No, he's listening to the band Hailstorm.
Oh, well,
I don't know, dude. I know what's going on. I'm sorry.
Did you unplug your modem and plug it back in?
Did all these things.
Did you turn off Ustream or uTorrent?
Is uTorrent off?
Why don't
I'm
we just...
For both of you.
Why don't we just talk? Why don't we just talk to Dutch as if he's Stephen Hawking?
That's fine, Dutch. You could just be our robot guest until he gets better.
You're only allowed to talk about things like physics and black holes.
Yeah,
African American holes.
So
Sean.
Look up some facts because I know you know nothing about that.
Don't talk about my ex-girlfriend like that.
Okay, see that's me. All right. Well, while Dutch tries to figure out his shit. Apparently, hail affects internet connections now. School.
I don't know what's going on, dude.
Don't get mad at me.
You don't have to get upset.
I'm just making excuses about it. It was having fun last night.
It's so much fun picking on someone who can't fight back because you can only hear every other word.
It's so
you know
retarded.
What? And our guest tonight is Dutch ordering at a drive-thru. It's really good.
I'll take a junior bacon cheese.
School district to pay $600,000 over the death of teen who was hypnotized by principal.
Seriously?
Yep.
Again?
4 years after one of its principals hypnotized dozens of high school students, three of whom died within days.
Dozens of them?
Three of them died within days.
What was the reasoning of being hypnotized?
Maybe they need to quit smoking. A Florida school district has agreed to pay $600,000 to the deceased teenager's families. The Herald Tribune reports that earlier this year, former Northport High School principal George Kenny admitted to hypnotizing a 16-year-old student named Wesley McKinley the day
How
before McKinley...
How was he hypnotizing the children to death?
Kenny...
By staring at his penis as it goes back and forth.
Kenny admitted to hypnotizing a 16-year-old student named Wesley McKinley the day before McKinley's suicide. Following his admission, an investigation by the Sarasota County School District revealed that in 2011, Kenny hypnotized at least 75 people at the school, including students and staff. Two of those students, 17-year-old Brittany Palabom and 16-year-old Marcus Freeman, died later that year. Palabom from suicide and Freeman in a car accident.
Well, the car accident, it seems like a coincidence.
Bringing the hypnotism-associated number of deaths to three.
Two suicides, fine.
This doesn't make sense.
Okay,
it's not making sense.
Let's suspend disbelief. If the principal is doing these awesome hypnotic power type things and implanting ideas into the kid's head that their lives are sad and then committing suicide, fine. But how is a car accident related to being hypnotized, not even within the same day?
Okay, look, I think I have an explanation that will make a lot more sense for everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sarasota County Schools.
Uh-huh. Are great, yes.
Oh, okay, maybe you're not getting it. They're from Florida, goddammit!
That's probably the issue there.
Oh, you're right. I didn't play the song. Oh.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. Why not see the
brightest sky next to them? I can try. If they have guitars, it's how they talk. Did you put that on the
loop? No, that is all one take from the show. So you see, Sean, this is your fault, really.
I'm fine with that.
Well, I guess we're getting it out of the way early.
Chip assist!
Best Alabama. Oh, we don't have that one.
Kenny hypnotized
Freeman.
A quarterback for the Northport High School team. to help him concentrate and not worry about the pain during a game. According to court documents, Kenny began to teach Freeman how to hypnotize himself.
Really? I thought you just hypnotized people to molest them.
No, that's first off, it's been proven that hypnotism can't make you kill yourself. Because
yeah, you can't hypnotize somebody to do something that they wouldn't normally want to do.
Right, and that's been
says
proven.
You.
And this just brings more credence to now people think that hypnotism actually works, and it really doesn't. They really shouldn't be paying them. The only hypnotism that's ever worked for me is this one.
Well, what does this do?
It makes me want to listen to more Biggie.
It makes you a gangster and you have street cred.
After a painful dentist visit, March 15, 2011, Freeman drove home with his girlfriend. His girlfriend said that during the ride, Freeman got a strange look on his face. And veered off Interstate 75 near Toledo Blade Boulevard. Freeman later died from his injuries. His girlfriend survived. McKinley was found hanging outside of his home less than a month later on April 8th. His friend Thomas Lyle said in a deposition for the case that McKinley was hypnotized by Kenny at least three times, including on the day he died. McKinley wanted to do better with his guitar practice for his audition with the Juilliard School of Arts, Lyle said. When McKinley would get on the school bus after session sometimes, he wouldn't know his name. Lyle said McKinley would ask
who his
friends were.
How is Gawker even reporting this as if this is news?
Why are they getting $600,000? It is news. They shouldn't be giving them money for this.
Oh, I guess they shared it from the New York Daily News. Yeah. It was
Palumbo also hanged herself on reportedly sometime after Kenny hypnotized her in an attempt to help her SAT scores. Kenny, who resigned the following school year and now reportedly runs a bed and breakfast in North Carolina, was charged with two misdemeanors in 2012. He pleaded no contest to both and served a year probation, during which he was forbidden from practicing hypnosis. Yes, Marie.
So who wants to drive over to Sarasota and get hypnotized by the principal?
We have to go to his B&B.
That is not why I'm going to Sarasota.
Is this the plot for Final Destination 7?
Oh, yeah, John, where everyone gets hypnotized, but they don't die right then, but then they have to die later because somehow the universe has to balance itself out.
It doesn't make sense. Hypnotism, number one, it doesn't even really work. And on top of that, you can't make somebody kill themselves. I mean, maybe people die, unfortunately, in shitty ways. And maybe that's just what happened. Have we thought of that?
No, I didn't think of that. I'm thinking more of the hypnotized thing, because that's what the article was saying, and I believe
it. Wait, you want me to think independently for myself?
Yes, it would
no,
be nice.
No, that's
fuck
too hard.
You.
I like just reading and then agreeing with what I just read.
It's something that we'll never get over. Damian Mallard, an attorney representing all three families, said Tuesday.
Yeah, I think I already got over it.
It's probably worse. It's probably the worst loss that can happen to a parent, lose a child. We know, blah, 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 blah. Look, it's bullshit. Hypnosis doesn't work. It doesn't fucking work. I don't want to hear it. It's bullshit. And to pay them shows you how fucking stupid Florida is to actually pay them.
It's, it doesn't make any sense. At least make a different excuse why to pay for the
like,
loss of the kids.
Like, scientifically, I would like for them to explain what happened. Like, prove it with science.
Oh, Sarasota can't do that.
They didn't even teach it. You're right. But
they could prove it with the beach. Would you like to go to the beach? Maybe that'll help you. Maybe you can get hypnotized on the beach.
Yeah, but if you go on the beach, you're going to get eaten by a shark.
Yeah, well, I would rather do that than this creepy principal. But hypnotizing people, like, was he telling them in the hypnosis to kill themselves? It doesn't say here that he was.
They didn't claim one way or the other, which is why this whole article is bullshit.
I can't believe that Florida, and by the way, the $600,000 they paid was from our tax money. Let's keep that straight.
God damn it.
So we paid $600,000.
No.
Because this guy was hypnotized.
I didn't want to use my tax dollars that way.
You have to now. It's too
just
late.
Just fire the principal.
They already did. He's living. He has a nice B&B somewhere.
Damn it.
Hypnotizing clients.
It really is bullshit that this kind of crap is going on.
That could have been used for filling up potholes.
No.
Why not?
Do that. No.
But potholes need to be filled.
No.
It's true.
Not in Florida.
You can use it for city beautification.
What, to put more fucking palm trees that don't even belong where they are? Yeah, I don't think so.
No, that sounds nice. I think I
no,
like that.
No, it doesn't.
I think
it's
I like that.
Ridiculous.
I think I like city beautification. Let's go with that one.
Sarasota's actually not too bad. I was over there like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, of course it's not too bad. There's either hypnotizing you thinking it's awesome, Sean. Obviously, you liked it.
Have you
they
been
got
visiting
to me,
a school?
Bro.
Bro, fucking big hypnotism strikes again.
Sean, do
God
not.
God damn it, big hypnotism.
I've been saying it for years. Big Hypnotism is fucking with us, man.
Sean, Big Hypnotism is an inside job.
Don't you go killing yourself now.
Or do whatever.
I will, unless I get to watch Arrow tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll all do that later. In the meantime, we're going to read about Carolyn Hex. My neighbor lets her son watch PG movies, and it bothers me.
Now, this is a Dear Caroline, like a Dear Abby thing, whatever. So go ahead and read the question, Marie.
Okay. Adapted from a recent online discussion. Dear Carolyn, how do I talk to my neighbor about the inappropriate movies her son is watching and their effect on my son? He tells my son about watching cool movies like Stripes or Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Groundhog Day. I think these movies are extremely inappropriate for a 10-year-old and have asked her son not to discuss them with my son. He's usually pretty good about this, but I've still heard him mention the movies. My children are not allowed to watch television except on rare occasions.
Ew!
G-rated DVDs. I don't want to come across to the neighbors as being unreasonable.
You don't? You really don't? Because you're coming across very unreasonable right now.
Well, I'm not sure. Sorry. I can let my son play with him anymore if this continues. Is there a diplomatic way to tell the neighbor that I think her son's movie viewing is harmful to her son and mine?
Let me answer before Caroline answers. Yeah. Stop being a bitch. Stop being a stuffy piece of shit bitch. First off, the first R-rated movie I ever saw, I was 8 years old, and I watched Eddie Murphy's Raw, and my dad put it on. And if you think PG-13, Ferris Bueller's bad, that guy was dropping N-bombs and fucking F-bombs all over the place.
Prove it.
Watch it. And
I've watched it.
Yeah, it's so... Is 10 years... Okay, we've all seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right? No, what is that?
Okay. Is that... By the way, great taste in movies to the parent watch. These are great movies to show kids. Stripes, mm-hmm. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Groundhog Day. That's great. That's awesome. That's a kid that I want to hang out with.
What's wrong with any of those movies?
No, yeah, those are great. Let's go down the line. Okay,
I mean, Groundhog's Day, admittedly, is a little dark.
It's a little dark, but it's not obscenely vulgar.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's as dark as a Disney movie, you know? I mean, people die in Disney movies. Look at the every Disney movie, somebody dies. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Is that movie obscenely vulgar? I don't... Right?
No?
No, he pretends he's sick. He has a good day. The Sausage King of Chicago.
He starts a parade. He crashes a Ferrari. He goes to a museum and appreciates fine art.
Yeah.
Keeps staring at a painting over and over and over again. I don't understand one meaning of it.
Then there's Stripes, which is a great movie.
That just tells you about responsibilities and appreciating your country.
And nude mud wrestling when you're on leave.
But how do you tell another parent what to have their children watch? And number one, what to talk about? It's not like this kid is talking about Red Shoe Diaries or some bullshit.
You know what you tell the parent of, you know, okay, yeah. This parent, I'm showing my kid Stripes, and the neighbor comes over and says, your kid's talking about Stripes to my kid. And I answer... With two hands that I move down to my crotch area and then fling back
crotch
up.
Chop?
I crotch chop them. But I crotch chop into a hand motion where I kind of open my palms outward and say, what are you going to do about this?
Oh, so you crotch chop and
crotch
go
chop,
up
what are you gonna
into
do about
a shrug.
This? Yeah, crotch chop, shrug.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Okay, that's a good answer. Let me see. This is what I would do. Mm-hmm. Jerk off motion. Throw it in their face. You do the jerk off, throw it in their face.
Oh, that's a good
jack.
Jerk off, throw it in the
face.
Crotch chop. What you gonna do about this?
Yeah, you crotch chop. Okay, so if like if we were the parents,
yeah,
and they told both of us,
yeah,
you would do crotch chop.
What are you gonna do about this?
And I'll jerk off, throw it in their face.
Got it.
Perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
That's a good one.
Oh,
that's another.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America. Is this not America?
Oh, is that what you would do, Sean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apologize and say that you thought it was America.
Yeah.
Also, appropriate response, come at me, bro. I'm right here, bro. Come at me.
I did do that at Universal over the weekend.
You did a come at me, bro?
No. I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Oh.
One of the park employees is like, sir, this isn't the smoking area. You can't smoke it. I'm outside. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
All of outside is a smoking area. I don't even smoke, but don't be a bitch about it. People that are bitches about it.
The designated smoking area, sir. You mean outside? It's bad enough, though. I can't smoke a cigarette after I eat a meal in a restaurant.
I don't smoke, but that being said, I really freaks me out now. Like, even outside, if you're walking, you see the people cover their nose. Like, oh my God, someone's smoking. You're outside. You're breathing in car exhaust and fumes. A little cigarette smoke as you walk by is not going to kill you. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah, and you're in Universal. So you're probably inhaling a bunch of, like, foreign diseases from all the asshole foreigners that are in the park.
Yeah, and then, well, I'm sorry, I can't smoke a cigarette next to the Cinnabon stand. I wouldn't want to do something unhealthy to them.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm
let me get four Cinnabons.
Oh my God, smoking is so gross. I'll take seven churros, please.
I'll have four Cinnabons. What do you want, sweetheart?
What do you exactly? So anyway,
would you like to hear what the response is?
Well, hold on. Jerk off into their face. Go ahead,
John. Do you have any response?
Is the parent or parents knocking on my front door and asking me in my doorway?
Yes. Let's say they ask you in your doorway.
Okay.
I'll knock.
I think there's somebody at your door, Royce.
No, that
just
was
a moment.
That was me.
Oh.
That's a door opening.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I saw your kids has been talking about like Stripes and Groundhog's Day, and in my house, we only show them G-rated movies. So if you could just have them not talk about that, that would be great.
Door slam in their face.
Good answer. That's classic great. Door slam.
Don't even say a word.
Yeah.
Don't need to.
And then the next day, if they're my neighbor, I would all my windows open and just be pumping hard rock just to bother them the whole day. I would make it worse. I would then ruin my kid. I would ruin my kid's life and show him shittier movies just
or
so he
talks
to them.
Or make the kid's life better.
Yeah, that's true.
It might be making it better. Well, the kid.
Now, here, little Timmy, let me show you a movie. Make sure you talk to your friend about it. It's called Requiem for a Dream. Sit down.
Three Girls, One Cup.
Timmy, have I showed you Saving Private Ryan?
You're going to love it.
All right. Would you like to know what Carolyn said?
Sure.
She said, you can have a warm and sympathetic conversation with her to say you allow only G-rated movies in your house and that when your son is at her house, you'd appreciate his not watching PG movies or above. And that's it. What you can't do is censor perfectly normal conversations between perfectly normal kids, except for language. Hold on, Dutch is calling back in.
Yeah, it's okay. Except for language or R-rated material.
Or R-rated material.
Okay, hold on. That's fucking bullshit right there. Have you ever heard... You sound better, Dutch. Have you?
Yay, Dutch.
Well, I'm using a personal hotspot because there's outages all over the town right now.
Your personal hotspot
sounds good.
Great.
Well, it's going to run me up some data, but whatever.
Yeah, just for sure. It says what you do is what you don't do is censor perfectly normal conversation between perfectly normal kids, except for language or R-rated material. Now, first off, that's bullshit. You always curse as a kid. That's never going to stop.
No, she was saying censor pirate language material.
Oh, pirate
language. Like, arr, matey.
Okay. Oh, it's three R's. I see R-rated language. I got it. What you can do is I advise against because you definitely can't provide your kid with a world scrub to your standards, not with locking them in and unplugging all media, which you sound suspiciously close to doing. And I like this Caroline, actually. And I beg you, do not do it. Kids have to learn to live in their world, and their process doesn't start when they're 17. It starts when they're falling out of their diapered butts. I do sympathize.
She said butts.
I do sympathize with your frustration when a peer poke holes in your son's protective shield. But even if you manage to banish the source material of amicable corruption, there'd be another at school or the playground or my person. This fucking lady, I can't believe. Once again, I'm sorry, but I'm really stuck on this. The movies that she doesn't want another kid talking to her kid about are Stripes, Ferris Bueller, and Groundhog Day. Those are not that bad. I mean, if that case, then you can't show the kid Ghostbusters either because it's the same stuff. Like, what? Pretty much any Bill Murray movie. Except maybe Garfield.
All kids should be able to see every Bill Murray movie, even the dark ones.
We are African-American ones.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And they don't have to watch Life Aquatic, because let's be honest, that movie was shit.
I like Steve Isuzu.
No, I don't like anything What's-His-Face makes. What's that guy's name?
Doesn't matter.
The director for all those shit movies?
Doesn't matter.
Wes Anderson.
Fucking Wes Anderson. I get it. You like a bunch of fucking colorful shit in your movies, and you like the Wilson brothers to look like they're sad all the time. It doesn't make a good movie, shithead. I'm on a train. Fuck you, Wes Anderson. Wes Craven. That's the only Wes I liked.
I always get him confused with the two. I'm like, oh, yeah,
I don't.
It's the other Anderson.
One makes a movie that's really, really scary and terrifying, and the other one is Wes Craven.
She continues to say, age 10 is a fine time to start teaching instead of blocking. What are your reasons for finding X too mature for your son? Start forming those ideas into explanations for him. You can only protect your kids for so long. Eventually, the education you instilled in them has to take over, right?
Full disclosure, she says, my 10-year-old has seen Ferris, but not Groundhog Day or Stripes, but it might be time for GHD because that movie is flat out brilliant. I like Caroline. Thank you. She's right. I don't understand if the shielding them. What's going to happen when that kid hits the internet? All bets are off.
And the kid's going to hit it hard.
It's
tranny porn everywhere.
The internet comes at you fucking hard. And now, not to sound like an old man, but we didn't have that as fucking kids. We didn't have the internet to hit us. You know, this was, you know, it was us jerking off to a Blockbuster DVD at a certain scene when she took her top off and fucking 16 candles or something. That's
pause?
Basically, yeah, pause.
DVD, what are you, rich, man?
I'm sorry, VHS, I meant to say. VHS, where it's so bad, and you could always tell Blockbuster when you rent those movies that the certain nude scenes would be, like, staticky because they would be rewound so much. So yep. People could jerk off to them.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, it happened
all
the
time.
I never noticed it being staticky.
Yeah, like the tracking would go off. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Of course the guys know.
Yes.
Like any movies where it was just like boobs for a second. What was that movie where the girl pretended?
That's a great band name. Boobs for a second.
Boobs for a second. The movie where the girl pretended to be a guy to get into that school and write a report. What the fuck? God damn it.
Oh my God. Because she had some nice fucking
at the
tits
end when
too.
She opens her shirt and she shows her tits. I jerked off to that scene more times than I'd care to admit to.
Because they're so fucking huge the entire time. They're
right?
Like concealed.
It really
big
is.
Fucking areolas though.
It was really 80 areolas. But it was like when they opened the arc in that scene, just all the goodness came out.
Sorry, what movie are you talking about?
What was that movie?
Someone in the chat room will tell us, I'm sure.
I want to look up that scene, but I have no idea what you're referring to.
It's the one where the girl... Fuck. It's the one where the girl pretends to be a boy. She cuts her hair short, and she becomes dude bros with this other guy. And then at the end, she falls in love with the guy, and then she shows him her boobs. Fuck! God
it's
damn
a,
it!
It's an 80s movie?
Was it just one of the guys?
One of...
Is it just one of the guys?
No.
Or she's the man? Boys Don't Cry?
No, not Boys Don't Cry. 80s. Okay, Google. Let's see how good you are. 80s movie where girl pretends to be a guy. Oh, it pops up. Just One of the Guys. Yes, you were right. You were right. Just One of the Guys. That movie, and see, the girl's name was Joyce Heiser.
Well, and Joyce not going to get an Oscar anymore.
At the time, she was so hot.
Oh, my God, yes.
And, yeah, at the end of that movie, like, you know, she's pretending. That was another movie they couldn't get away with today.
You know who else was in that movie? Mm. Fucking Sweep the Leg Johnny.
Oh, yeah, he was the bad guy in every 80s movie. Yeah, that movie was definitely one of, just that one scene.
That one scene was amazing. It was the homecoming or prom or whatever. It was on, like, a beach.
Can you guys remember any other ones? Now I'm just curious. Best nude scenes, 80s movies. I'm trying to receive as another one that I... Fuck, man.
I don't know.
The one where she comes out of the water and it's very famous.
Wild
Horses.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes, there they are.
Look at those, man.
Yes, Depp. That's it. That's the scene right there. Thank you, Roy Black. Thank you. Boom. Look at those boobs.
So she's in a tuxedo and she just rips open the tuxedo
and she's going free
boobing.
She's free titting it, yeah.
Well, yeah, because she really likes this guy that he was friends with. And prior to this scene that we're looking at, she got into a fight and got thrown into the ocean. And then this guy ran after him and he's like, hey, it's okay, I get it. And she's like, you really do? Yeah, you're gay. He's like, I'm not gay. And he's like, well, what are you? And then she steps back and whoom.
Yeah, there were some boobs in Trading Places.
Those were some nice boobs in Trading Places.
Yeah.
That was what's her snot.
There was that movie Blue Lagoon. I remember that one too. I already mentioned 16 Candles. But yeah, man, like back that was the only way to even get chits back then.
What about Howard the Duck? Hello, duck boobs.
The duck boobs in Howard the Duck. Thank you. I never jerked off to
and
those.
I loved her.
PG.
You love the duck boobs?
Not the duck boobs. The girl though. What the fuck?
Oh, the one from. She's also from Back to the Future.
Yeah, she was like the it girl in the 80s, and then she just kind of went away.
She was the one who
but
played
Phoebe Cates in Fast Time, Ridgemont High. That was hands down the best.
Yeah. So yeah, that was our porn. There they are. There's, thank you, Marie, for posting.
Fucking underage nipples, man.
Oh my god. Holy shit, those are good. Anyway, yeah, so fucking Stripes, go fuck yourself. Groundhog's Day, get out of here. Every kid should watch those movies. I don't want to hear it. You start them as early as possible. Have your kids be cool, not be assholes.
Okay.
Sorry. Just really upset.
Or just don't have kids.
Yeah, or do that. It seems a lot easier than just having to write letters to somebody on the internet. I don't want my kids to watch anything but G-rated movies.
Well, speaking of kids,
I am so offended.
Speaking of your kids continuously disappointing you throughout the course of life, Harvard's prestigious debate team loses to the New York prison inmates.
Yes. This is awesome. Yes, this is awesome. Go ahead.
Prisoners participating in our Bard College initiative to provide them a liberal arts education beat Ivy
League.
That'll
be useful.
Beat Ivy League students who won national title only months ago.
That makes me so fucking happy.
Months after winning a national title, Harvard's debate team has fallen to a group of New York prison inmates. The showdown took place at the Eastern Correctional Facility in New York.
Obviously they were afraid of getting shanked, so of course the Harvard students lost.
A maximum security prison where convicts can take courses taught by faculty from nearby Bard College, where inmates have formed a popular debate club. Last month they invited the Ivy League undergraduates and this year's
national... Yo, let me drop you some knowledge.
This year's national debate champions over for a friendly competition.
Yeah, friendly my ass.
A three-judge...
The thing is, they debate prison rules, though. They throw elbows and shit. It's not fun to debate them.
A three-judge panel concluded that the Bard team had raised strong arguments that the Harvard team had failed to consider and declared them the team of inmates victorious. Debate helps students master arguments that they don't necessarily agree with, said Max Kerner, founder and executive director of the Bard Prison Initiative, told The Guardian. It also pushes people to learn to be not just better litigators, but to become more empathetic people. And that's what really speaks to us and as an institution about the debate union. The inmates were asked to argue that public schools should be allowed to deny enrollment to undocumented students, a position the team opposed. One of the judges, Mary Nugent, told the Wall Street Journal that the Bard team effectively made the case that the schools which serve undocumented children often underperformed. The debaters proposed that if these so-called dropout factories refuse to enroll the children, then nonprofits and wealthier schools might intercede, offering the students better educations. She told the paper that Harvard's debaters did not respond to all aspects of the argument.
I'm really fucking glad that the inmates beat those fucking Harvard kids.
The Harvard team directed requests for comment to a post on its Facebook page that commended the prison team for its achievement, that commended the prison team for its achievements and complimented the work done by the Bard Initiative.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? At the end of the day, they're still free.
Exactly.
I mean, they lost, but at least they're not in jail.
They said
Roy Black says, just to go back really quick, I saw my first hardcore scene on Airplane. That was a bootleg and was recorded over porn. I mean, that's good. I remember my friend had a VHS that had a bunch of porns he had recorded. I think that was the first time I actually saw him. Sorry, I mean to go back. Just now the chat room's inundated with boobs, which I'm not complaining about.
Chat room has boobs? I've been reading this lame-ass story.
Yeah, dude, having porn early on was like, that was better than having money.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
As far as the barter system
goes. Of course. Dude, I remember, like I said, my buddy Jonathan Baker had a VHS.
I love when you use full name.
It's just how I remember him. Jonathan Baker had a VHS and it had a bunch of different like old school like 90s porn scenes, you know, early 90s.
The best kind?
Yes. One was a Star Trek parody, I remember that. And
oh, Starballs.
No, not that one. I've seen that one, but it's not that one. It was another one. But I remember that thing was like hidden in my closet, and I remember my mom found it, and she's like, "What's this porn?" And I just saw her ripping the tape out, breaking it, and I was like, "Oh, Jonathan Baker's gonna fucking kill me," because it was his, and I had to tell him, "Sorry, man, my mom found it," and blah blah blah. And thinking back, I'm like, I always wonder, because I'm not gonna have kids, obviously, but I always wonder, would I give a shit if my kid, when he was 15, had porn? Like, I don't think I would care, you know?
No.
I don't understand why. Like, I know Dutch, you come from a, and Sean, you as well, both come from a religious family. I know they gave a shit about that, but
yeah,
it, yeah. Well,
masturbation's wrong and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Ryan used to, because we had one of those movie channels or whatever, Cinemax.
Cinemax. Yes.
Yeah. So Ryan.
Wait, who?
My brother.
His Ryan. Brother Ryan.
Oh, your brother Ryan.
Ryan!
Yeah. He That's would not. He'd no. tell Ryan! Mom.
I have it too, Dutch.
Ryan was the.
Ryan. Anybody know Ryan?
Jesus Christ. Did we get new Ryan buttons?
No, we just never get to use them.
We don't ever get to use them anymore.
Yep.
We've been on the show for like 3 years.
Ryan sucks.
I like that one.
Go ahead.
Ryan, stab somebody.
So he would tell my mom, because, you know, Ryan was the trustworthy one in the house. I'm doing air quotes that nobody can
goody see. Goody two-shoes?
Yeah, he was a goody two-shoes.
Ah, I like you, Ryan. You're cool.
No, fuck you, Ryan. So he would record these.
A lot of Ryan buttons.
They would move these. He would record the movies on Cinemax that ran from like 10 o'clock at night till midnight.
Oh, those are the best too.
But he would
softcore, right?
No. The regular, like, whatever movie was being played on Cinemax, like regular theatrical.
So it would run over.
Then he would set it to record for 8 hours. So it would record from 10 o'clock at night until midnight, get the 2 hour movie that we wanted to see. But then from midnight until 4 a.m. was all that soft
brilliant
porn. We had at least 8 videotapes.
Oh, a manual.
All full from those softcore porns that they would play at night on Cinemax.
Red Shoe Diaries.
Oh, yeah. Asshole Ryan decided that he would hide all of the tapes in my closet. Mom found 8 fucking tapes full of softcore porn in my closet. Let's just say she was not very happy with me.
That
okay. is great.
That's fun. With me, I mean, I've said it before, but it's been a while. With me, it was my dad got from like the flea market one of those back the old Scientific Atlantic cable boxes.
Was it really Scientific?
Well, that was the name of the brand. And it was, but he got one of the hacked ones back then to where it got all the channels, including pay-per-view. I mean, including like Spice and Playboy. And Playboy was shit compared to Spice.
Now, was this one of the old boxes where it was just like a switch?
No.
To block certain channels?
It had a password on it, like a 4-digit password that you had to press the AU button and put a 4-digit password. I remember my dad came in and he brought the box, and the only channels we had, all the HBO, everything. The only channels that were blocked out were Spice and Playboy, you know, the real porn channels. Where I remember he walked in with the box and he was all happy and he was like, yeah, you know, I got this box. And he was like, oh, we go watch wrestling now and all the pay-per-views. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. He goes, and just to be cocky, he's like, and it has the porn channels, but you'll never get to them because you'll never know the code. I'm like, all right. Literally, and this is not an exaggeration.
I can guarantee you I know the code right now off the top of my head.
As soon as he walked out of the room, I looked at the bottom of the box and it was written in pen. It was 1, 2, 3, 4.
What an asshole.
And I go, okay, I put it in there, beep, 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 all the porn channels. So I was a king because I didn't have to worry about even the Cinemax or any of that bullshit. I had real hardcore, like, porn.
Growing up, my best friend, when I was living in Pennsylvania, Brian King, he had the early versions of the cable boxes. That
full
had
names.
The little them. Switchers, you know, I forget what it was. Just like, it was like a little like jumper, like wire, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. No, you just pull it out and it screw like a little screw. No, this like one, nut that you would.
Like, dude, I was like 9. I don't remember. It was something. It was really super simple. He just had to reach back there and like take something out, and then bam, all the channels were unscrambled. They didn't really have it figured out in the early days of cable, did they?
Yeah, it really wasn't. It was really easy to get anything, basically. I remember even then after that, the whole deal was when you had the DirecTV boxes, you would get like the hacked card that you would stick in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that would give you all the channels as well.
Yep.
That was another one that was, you know. And now it seems silly looking back because now you get everything for free without even thinking about it. Like, it doesn't even matter anymore, you know. Like,
right.
Go watch anything right now. You know,
but that's just it, though. I think like the kids now, I mean, we sound like old people, but like we're the generation that's kind of on the weird cusp of like, we've always had technology, but it wasn't great in the beginning, so you had to figure out ways around getting this kind of stuff, whereas our parents didn't have any of it at all. You know, right. They basically had to get a few dirty pictures here and there. But like you were saying, everything is at everybody's fingertips now. It's like, it was almost better when you were kids, just for me anyways, just because it was like the hunt was half the fun. Like, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Did you hear Johnny had a porn magazine. He does. I'll give him my lunch for 2 weeks. Your mom sucks as a cook. I would never do that. And, you know what I mean? It was that whole barter thing.
And before
did you, Dutch, at any of your schools, whether it be middle school or high school, did you ever have somebody like take a porn mag into the bathroom and just peel out all the pages and throw and wallpaper them all over the bathroom?
No, that's a waste. You kidding me? Going to a Christian school, that is a complete and utter waste.
That's
a Florida story.
That's pretty.
That happened to you?
No. But when I was in middle school, somebody did that in one of the bathrooms. And it was like it almost looked like a riot happened. Like all these boys, they came over by the bathroom. They're trying to go in there, but like there was a janitor in quickly to like take all the.
I'm going
to
throw these out immediately.
John, yeah. Did you go to Tequesta?
Yeah, that happened at Tequesta.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Now something that I was
it's not an urban legend. Like I actually legitimately heard about that one.
Something that I was thinking about, and now that this just made me think about it, I remember like back. Back in the day, as they say, like there was the really like big budget porns, you know, like I think it was one. There was a few of them. But now do porn stars still make money, and how, I guess, is my question. Like, since porn is free, I mean, nobody really pays for, like, every time I drive by a porn DVD store, me and Marie always go, who goes there? Like,
I'll tell you,
buying
how?
Them
subscription services.
Well, it's porn stores are now adult toy stores. Most,
yeah.
No.
That's where they make most of their.
No, that I know. I'm talking about just standalone porn video stores. Every once in a while, you'll see those, and I think
what like I don't the one on 441, that big warehouse.
Yes.
One?
What I don't understand is how do porn stars still make money, and who pays for subscription services? Like, you could go right now and find 1,000 websites and jerk off easily without paying for anything. Right.
I'll tell you who. One, old people.
Okay.
Because old people don't know how to work the internet.
True.
That is interesting. Yeah.
And then there is the way that porn stars make money now is it's not necessarily DVD sales, but it's
going on tour.
Appearances, dance. Mm-hmm. A lot of porn stars now are basically just glorified strippers.
Right, right.
They tour local areas, like you'll see it every once in a while down in South Florida. Oh, coming to Scarlett's is did such and such, or you know.
They kind of do it the same way bands do now. Bands don't make any money off of album sales; they make money on touring, going around like Sean was saying, is doing
touring
appearances,
merchandise
shows,
mm-hmm. Webcam shows. Yeah, that's a big thing.
I pulled up the 10 biggest budget porns.
Can I guess?
$12.
Yeah, sure.
Pirates 2.
That is in the list. That's very good. I know that one. I've seen it too.
Have you seen that one?
I have seen Pirates.
It's high budget for no reason.
I have seen Pirates and Pirates 2, both of them.
It's essentially got the same story as Crossboners,
but they actually get to the
but
sex.
But they actually have sex, yeah.
Yeah. Number 10 is Conquest. It's called Conquest. The budget is $150,000. That was made in 1997.
Woo!
Number 9 is Flashpoint X. That was a backdraft parody. $220,000.
And a lot of these things too, like all the money goes to like the special effects animation that they have between the fucking scenes. Yep.
That was 1998.
Yeah, because they pay. I think that it's actually funny in porn. Dudes get paid more than chicks do, especially gay dudes.
Gay dudes.
Well, yeah. Okay. I was going to say the gay. Yeah. Yeah. If it's gay, straight porn stars, not so much.
No. But even the straight female stars, paid much. They don't really get paid that
you
much.
You got to do anything.
Unless you're a well-known like name. If you're a brand like Jenna Hayes or, you know, things like that,
she doesn't even do porn anymore.
She doesn't. She owns her own production company now. So
right. She produces.
Number 8 is Manhunters. That was $250,000. That was 2006. Number 7 is Operation Desert Stormy, $250,000. That was made in 2007.
Is Stormy Daniels in it?
Yes.
I'm assuming?
Number 6 is Upload. That had a $350,000 budget, 2007. Ooh, that's getting
Upload.
Pretty... 2007, you're pretty late into the internet game, though, to be having a budget like that. Number 5, Fashionista's budget was $500,000 2002. Now, Dutch number four was Pirates, $1 million. Mm-hmm. That was 2005. Number three is Uninhibited. Budget was $1.2 million. Number two is Pirates 2. That had an $8 million budget.
Wow.
And number one, and I don't think this counts, but it's Caligula, $17.5 million. But that was an actual
that
movie.
Yeah, that kind of was a porn, though, if you think about it.
It was. They had a lot of sex, but it was really more...
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Oh, yeah. Flashpoint. Yeah, that was Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was awful.
But it's Jenna Jameson in her early days.
Yeah, I'm still not. I was never.
But like I said, you could go on any website now. I don't even understand how even female porn stars become big, because I don't prefer it. Me personally, I don't really like, you know, production.
You don't like straight porn?
I mean, I like all kinds of porn.
He likes dicks, just big throbbing cocks. And
hey,
then he basically just kind of jerks off at the blowjob scene because he's imagining not that he's the guy getting it, but mainly the girl. Right?
Sometimes I take
you
the girl.
Told me that last
sometimes
week.
I take the girl out of the equation, just the guy.
Yeah.
No, Bailey J.
That's why I watch Bailey J. That's there you go. Get out of my brain.
Oh
Bruce.
My God, I love Bailey J.
See, so I don't want to hear it. But no, I mean, but listen, let's go.
You know, she was in Tampa like last week.
Well, one
she was in Tampa. I actually assumed that she lived in Tampa.
She might.
I would suck her dick so hard.
Yeah,
she does she does a podcast with her husband. We should see if we can't get him on the.
I would love to talk to her. Yeah, I would.
I will totally do that.
Now, okay, but Dutch, what kind of porn do you prefer? I want to go around the room.
I was jerking off before the show.
Yes,
and I'm a huge fan of the porn that I initially first started watching porn to, which was, you know, your 90s porn.
Really? You're still into that
shit?
If
I have to do a quickie, like that's my go-to with the quickies. Lately, I've been getting into like the well-shot kind of, you know, like, you know, xart.com, like the ones where it's not like, because I'm not a huge fan of the ones where like the guys are trying to like high five you through the camera.
Yeah.
Like this dude bro-ish type of porn's like, yeah, take that slut. Like I've never been a huge fan of that. I like watching porn like where you can tell that they are enjoying having sex with each other, whether it be amateur or whether it be, you know what I mean? Like I like actually seeing couples
having
real sex and they're not acting.
I'm more into amateur where you know only one party gave consent for it to go on the internet. And
like, well, either that or there are some, like, you know, at least either that or they're just really good actors or actresses where they will, it's the really well lit shot ones. Like I said, like XArt or Tushy or any of those kind of things where, you know, they're not looking at the camera. They're not overacting. Like they're looking at each other.
Now,
like,
you know
right
what bothers me?
Fuck.
What bothers me are the amateur ones where they could be the hottest scene, like an amateur scene. But when it's on an iPhone and they don't turn the phone sideways, I will literally lose a boner because it would make me so mad that they're not filming it correctly.
I'm I would switch right to the next
sideways.
Video. Thousand.
I don't care what it is. What about you, Sean? What do you like?
I am totally. It's got to be amateurs.
Yeah. It's better.
You've got to be like, I just turned 18 yesterday.
I get you.
Nah.
That's legal. It's fine. It's still
well,
good.
It's fine. No, I'm not saying it's not legal. It's just that I've never really seen that. I don't know. They seem a little too young. That's just me anyways.
What about you, John? Big tits?
Oh, there's that. But then there's always I'm always trying to like go further and further into it. So the last one that the last one I watched, some Russian broad took of a 48-inch long dildo and just shoved it up her ass.
I don't like that.
That is
That's too much. Like I don't.
That's okay. When you get to that point, Cakes. When you get to that point, you got to take a break for a little while. So
yeah. No. But then she took a break from the dildo and this Asian broad that was wearing a Russian hat took her entire arm all the way up to maybe like her bicep and just all the way up into like the uterus. The point that like her fist looked like the alien busting out of her stuff. It was the weirdest thing.
No, I don't need a porn where it looks like Jim Henson made it, where there's fist of people's asses. Why don't we calm down? What
yeah, dude,
the
you're,
fuck?
You're bored. You're this side of like animal shit. If you keep going down that, you're halfway down the rabbit hole. Maybe you should take a break.
That's what they call their butthole, the rabbit hole.
Mitch says I'm into the Ukraine stuff right now, where they are very well shot, and I always keep ending seeing the same blonde dude. Maul says big tits, cream pie, virgin vaginas getting destroyed by massive cocks. She says I'm like John, I like raunchy stuff. Maul says that sounds so hot. No, it doesn't. That's no, ew, no.
That
ew.
Means you guys need to take a break. I'm telling you,
dude.
I started going down the rabbit hole like that too, and it's like, okay, I need to stop doing this for a little while.
Look, I like classy. I like some classy threesome porns, that kind of stuff. You do that, I'm perfectly fine. I have no issue with that. But no, man, I don't need that stuff. First off, when you're involving, sex toys are fine, but when you're involving power tools, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need a specialty made dildo that has to be put together like a rocket ship. No, thank you. Oh, like,
before we go to break, there actually was one that I saw. It's on the Playboy channel, and it's shot like a reality show, but it's not like a reality show. These are legit couples. It's called Swingers.
Yeah, you told us about it. Yeah, I've looked some of it up.
Basically, they'll film like couples who go. It's a weekend retreat, and they kind of go, and they mainly try to focus on new couples who've never done it before. And they have like the one-on-one interviews you would see in a typical reality show type of setup. You know, like where they'll cut away to them, and then they see them interacting with swingers. And it's interesting because it is real. Like,
yeah,
this
seen,
is an, yeah.
I've seen some
it's
clips.
A TV show.
I've seen some clips. And by the way, kudos, Dutch. Thank you for introducing me to Elephant Tube. Great. That was you.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Elephant Tube is the best.
Oh, you introduced me.
No, you introduced me to it. I never knew it before you.
Did.
There's no way. I mean, this is the one you told me about it.
Yeah, John and Sean, have you guys heard of that again?
Googling.
Which one?
Right.
Elephant Tube is like the kayak of porn.
It's
you know, kayak
Google
is like
porn.
A travel site that searches all the other travel sites. Elephant Tube searches
all
the
porn
other
sites.
Porn sites.
All of them.
And then just kind of, you know, classifies. So you could type in 18-year-old buttholes, and then it would show you, okay, here's video from TNA Flicks, from RedTube, from PornTube, from all that stuff, and it tells you which sites that they're on.
They even have...
And then they eat their poo-poo.
Porn. They even have that.
Babe Tube, Turkish Tube, I'm on it right now. Anime Tube, BDSM Tube, Deep Throat.
But here's the thing, dude. Click one of those tubes, and then it'll show up. And then at the bottom of each one of the scenes, it tells you what site that they found it on.
Yeah, Shemale
Tube.
It's very good. Now
did you say cement tube?
No, Shemale.
Oh,
cement. Why? Don't get turned on. What is that? A thick cement block in vagina?
That's,
you weirdo.
What's his name? Our buddy. The whatchamacallit dude, the karaoke guy was telling me about how he was with one of his chicks, and apparently he had hooked a dildo up to like a Sawzall.
Too much!
And was going at
no.
it.
Yeah, I've seen those machine ones.
No.
It's a little... Mm.
No, that's too much. Actually, I have audio of the last porn I saw. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
The new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlike Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
The Wholesome Raw Shack show is back on MoreLikeRadio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe Winery Night 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On more like radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write
head,
this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know the way to start of the last episode? We went through... different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
Well, name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Elvis and Alfred Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson, and on the phone...
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right, punk rock music,
independent music,
and all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24-7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
I mean, who the hell does this guy think he is? Some college kid's gonna come in and tell us our ways are old?
Yeah, and you can't bully our kids like that. Kyle's already got 2 weeks of detention.
For what?
Just because he said something about Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh,
Caitlyn Jenner, she's a hero. She is stunning and brave.
Stunning. She is absolutely beautiful and an inspiration.
Yep, that's right.
Well, what the hell are you guys talking?
Oh, we gotta be careful, Gerald. This is a college bar. Somebody here have a problem with Caitlyn Jenner?
No.
No? Because she's a stunning, beautiful woman, and if you want to call her anything else, I'm ready to f***ing throw down.
No. We're totally fine with it.
Woo, 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 woo!
It? Did somebody just refer to Caitlyn Jenner as it? I'm PC, bro. I'll throw down.
Sweet, you're PC, bro?
Yeah, Arizona State.
Sweet, bro. I'm PC UMass.
Yeah, sweet, dude.
Sweet.
So do we have a f***ing problem here?
No. Caitlyn Jenner is the bravest woman in America.
Woo, woo, woo! Did someone here just say America in a way that otherizes and demeans the people of Latin and South America?
Nice, dude. You PC?
Yeah, Chino Hills. You think Venezuelans aren't Americans, brah?
Yeah, you want to make fun of me?
Hey, what seems to be the problem here, gentlemen?
Who the hell are you?
I'm PC Principal.
Oh, nice. We're all PC, too.
No way. There's more PC bros here?
Yeah, dude. Ohio State.
Sweet, bros. Texas A&M.
Bro, I had no idea there were like-minded individuals in this town who defended social minorities. We should all hang out.
We should totally hang out. We should all get a house together and unite our tolerant views.
Do it, dude.
Yeah.
Back, second hour, Hippo Juice. Number to call
it's
is
fucking
nine,
brilliant.
It's 954-573-2780. Call in if you'd like. First hour was very educational. Talked a lot about porn.
Sex educational.
Yeah. Sex
Marie
educational.
Said three things.
Mm-hmm. Marie doesn't watch porn.
I don't.
I thought you'd... that's right, you don't.
I don't bother with it. Plus, because... I use Chrome as my browser for work, and so I'm logged in at work, and I'm logged in, and it remembers what you do at home versus at work. And so I'll be at work, and I do search engine optimization, so I have to search
incognito tabs,
all the
stupid
time.
Or just have a different browser for it, like Mozilla.
Yeah.
I guess so, but it's just, I don't know. I'm just too lazy for it.
So, welcome to the second hour. We're back here. I guess...
Are you PC, bro?
I'm PC, bro, for Texas A&M. You PC, bro?
Did you see that the Dolphins hired PC?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
Oh, my God, man.
He looks...
How old about this is last
he?
Night.
He looks young. He's
Is he the most buff coach in the
dude,
NFL?
That guy
he
can might still be. Fucking play football. He's a big dude. Dan Campbell, right? I think is his name.
Yeah, Dan Campbell, PC principal.
Big boy.
How great would it be if that's all the Dolphins needed was somebody who can, if he
coach
at the blink of
play.
An eye, could also play football at the same time. That's
well,
all we fucking need.
That
needed.
And if Ryan Wanninghill would fucking stop crying at the practice squad, we would be fine.
Is that report that I heard true?
Apparently,
yeah,
it
he was
is.
Like talking shit to the fucking practice squad.
Enjoy
yeah,
your
that
practice.
Like they were they intercepted him a shitload of time at practice,
and
his retort to it was, "Enjoy your practice squad check."
Yes,
dude.
Exactly.
If you've
bad
ever
look,
gone
dude.
To any of the spring training football games here in South Florida, that's what it is. It's 100% true.
Meanwhile, you got guys like Tom Brady. If somebody intercepts him,
he pays him
on the he pays them.
Oh yeah,
he goes, "Hey, good job, man. You're helping me get better."
Exactly. But now Ryan Wanninghill. That's why Philbin was fired too, because he told him, "Hey, take it easy on him, okay?"
Yeah, he was coddling him.
Fucking bullshit. But yeah, we'll see if PC principal is gonna. He even stands
God
like PC
damn.
Principal. He's a big boy, man.
Yeah, he's
fucking
awesome.
Shit. I want him to be my coach.
Yeah, he's a big man. He was the only one that was coaching before Phil, but he's one of the few coaches that he kept on the staff, too.
Wow.
All right. So anyway, second hour look. Let's go ahead and stop with the porn talk. Marie, can you move us on to another story?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
A woman invented a dildo onto a selfie stick.
Okay. You see?
What's wrong? Okay. Is this something
nothing.
I said?
Just go
no,
ahead.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Okay. She
there's
did.
A picture of it. She basically just put a selfie stick on a dildo. That's exactly what I thought it was.
I can play video. I don't know if there's going to be anything interesting in the video. I didn't watch
it. You might as well
time.
Play it.
What is right. up with her hair?
Yeah, she really... It's
cuts
not
your bangs like that.
Cuts her bangs like on an escalator.
Yeah.
How's the escalator going to cut your hair, John?
She
cuts her hair while she's on an escalator.
So she has to be done by the time she gets to the top, or does she have to run back down if she...
No, because it's on an... God damn it, Marie. Look, it's on an angle. Shut up.
It looks like... You're right. It does look like Forrest Whitaker's her fucking barber. Like, fucking, that is not aligned at all.
Her hair is... Look, forget the selfie stick for a second.
Forget the selfie stick!
Look at her
hair.
She
looks like she's disgusted.
Look, if we could just forget about the Galgamex for a moment.
Forget about the Galgamex!
Sorry, I couldn't help
it. South Park Dutch.
I'll play the video now if you...
Life's greatest moments with the push of a button. Say hello to the dildo selfie stick. It's a very
wordy thing.
Is there an acronym for it? How about the Snatch Cam?
Dildo.
There you go,
stick.
The Snatch Cam.
The DSS. It's a dildo
Snatch
selfie
chat.
Stick. Oh, Snatch Chat.
Let me Snatch Chat for you real quick.
All right, let me start
Snatch
over. Because you guys rudely interrupted her.
Is that a new app that I don't know anything
Mal
about?
Mal says she looks...
one of life's greatest moments with the push of a button. Say hello to the dildo selfie stick. It's the first selfie stick that you can actually, well... stick it. When it's pleasure time, simply extend the dildo selfie stick and get down to business. At the moment of climax, simply push the button to capture your O face. The dildo selfie stick also lets you attach many of your other favorite toys. Want to share your O face? Get the dildo selfie stick and stick it up your
How long is the word ass?
Yeah, seriously.
It's pretty long.
Yeah.
It's three letters. That's tough.
Unless when she's saying this, she's actually shoving up her ass and she goes, ass.
Is this a real invention?
I mean,
apparently.
I mean, she's holding it.
You can see it. There's a website.
She also has an uneven chin.
Well, think about it, though. I mean, like, people love sending twat and dick pics to everybody. So
name
why not?
Since when?
Why not get like a good looking one?
Since
you know?
Cell phones started coming with cameras,
you can tweet right. At dildo
selfie. It's hard, I'm sure, for girls to do that whole angle thing while they got, or at least from what I've seen.
No, it looks like it like
my professional
telescopes.
Opinion. It looks more like a periscope for your vagina.
Bing. Down periscope.
Bing. Go on.
Fire nuclear vessels.
Can I attach my iPad to that?
Why not?
No, it's only Android only.
That would weigh it down, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God.
It's a very, she has a very simplistic website.
She has a very simplistic face.
No, her face looks like a car wreck.
Her bangs are driving me nuts right now.
Her face looks like the face of the woman that they had to put skin after the monkey ripped it off. That's what it looks like.
Maybe she was, yes. Maybe she was cutting her hair as she was enjoying her dildo selfie stick.
Well, right now I'm checking at Dildo Selfie, and they have 57 followers. Now they have 58. So who wants to buy it and try it out?
I don't want to have to buy
You're
anything.
The only girl here, Marie. I'm sorry, but you have to.
Oh, like everyone doesn't have a butthole.
Well, it's kind of, it'd be hard for us to, like, if we shove it in her ass to, like, kind of look back at it. Well, I guess you could do it for, well, if you're flexible.
Because we'll be so excited.
If you lay down on your back and stick your legs up in the air, then you can totally put your dildo in your butthole and take a butthole dildo selfie.
Selfie!
Is that do like not, a real thing?
Do not put this all on me, Dutch.
Or
okay,
in
I'll make Kelsey put it in her butt.
Thank you.
Hot.
That's better. Tell her I said hi.
While you're doing it.
Also,
she'll say
Marie
hi in the selfie.
Hi.
She'll be like,
Dutch is the perfect person for this. Hey, my collar, I'm a lot of pain in my collarbone. Can you stick the selfie stick in your butt?
Dutch, make your own. Just get a dildo and attach like a plunger to it and just like tape the phone onto it.
This is a really sexy show tonight.
Yeah, really sexy. Plungers in the anus.
Sexy show.
Yeah, a bunch of dudes and Marie. Great.
What's wrong with that?
Sounds like every other day.
The Marie part.
It's like aww. Four guys, a girl, and a pizza joint.
I was gonna say, you're the one who's unsexing it up.
God damn it.
Yeah, we need more dick in here. Inconsiderate parents, the most...
Story of my life.
Inconsiderate parents, the most annoying type of hotel guest, survey says.
Most annoying type of everything.
Are you guilty of letting your kids run wild in the hotel hallway?
No, I don't have kids!
If so... Know that guests behind closed doors are cursing. Yeah, okay. That let's start with that. There's nothing fucking worse than when you're trying to sleep in a hotel room and at 7 a.m. you hear.
Or even worse. La, la, la,
no, that's
la,
only if you're staying in the Overlook Hotel.
Look, oh, my God.
But you know what I'm talking about? And then you hear like You hear kids, well, you're trying to sleep at 7 a.m. Mom, I got to Disney now. Mom.
Cool it, Tyler. And eat your fruit.
And the worst is the parents that don't discipline them. Like, they just let them be fucking animals.
Tyler.
Yeah, Shiloh, now. That Shiloh. Shiloh, that was really hurtful. Now, how does your inner self feel on that one?
River, you play nice with your brother.
River, I hate
Don't name your kids River.
I hate that
I
name.
Will have to punch you.
River and Shiloh.
Aloysius, if you don't get down from
Aloysius.
That bed.
Aloysius.
Then you can't have any more wheat germ.
If so, now.
Mom, I don't want any more fucking wheat germ.
Are you using the F-bomb?
Maybe.
If so.
Funny?
If so, now the guests behind closed doors are cursing your parenting skills. As an inattentive parent topped the newly released hotel etiquette survey that identifies the most annoying types of hotel guests.
What were the other types?
In a survey conducted on online travel site.
Voice's dad was number one.
Yes.
If I just scroll down slightly.
Yes.
If I scroll down a little itty bit. If I just took half a second.
You would
to
see
look
the list,
down,
Marie. Yes.
There was the list. I'm an asshole.
All right. Top 10 on David Letterman's show. Top 10 most inconsiderate. Number 10. The elevator chatterbox.
Oh, I hate those. Where are you going today?
Oh, wait. Sorry. That's Timing's everything, Dutch.
The elevator chatterbox. Hey, those are terrible. The ones that decide.
How's the weather like this afternoon?
Shut the fuck up.
I really enjoyed Space
I don't
Mountain
care
the best.
If you just came here from Wyoming. I don't give a shit. I'm just trying to get to the lobby without
oh
getting.
Oh, my God. There's a Wawa down the street. They have those up north.
Dude. What?
Wow, this weather,
I would
huh?
be I would be that person if it was a Wawa. Like, dude, there's a fucking Wawa here.
The business bar
What's
boozer.
The big fucking deal with Wawa?
You shut your mouth and do not disrespect my store.
Have you not been to a Wawa?
I have, and I don't get it.
They're food, fantastic. Their subs are baller.
It's like the world's greatest gas station with the world's greatest deli inside.
Yeah, I
go to Miami.
I went to Wawa.
I don't want to.
Sunday morning before we went to Universal, and we got one. I got one of those like croissant sandwiches with bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese in it.
How good are those?
Oh my God! It beats all the fuck Burger King and McDonald's and all that bullshit. Wawa, man.
Yeah, they're starting to expand down to a bunch of them in you guys' area.
Oh, we have
like
a whole
Pennsylvania
bunch.
Thing
yeah,
for we have a while, and then they started
Florida.
Realizing, oh, we're awesome. Let's just go everywhere on the East Coast.
There's a ton of them down here now.
Florida yeah. gets every
South Florida.
Florida gets everything that the Northeast gets because the Northeast eventually moves to
here.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number nine, the business bar boozer / business travelers.
I'm here for a convention and this is all on the company dime.
The hot tub canoodlers.
Oh, and roast beef.
Dude, I travel a lot. I would never use any of the hot tubs in any of the hotels I've
ever
stayed
in. No, they look like egg drop soup. The loudly amorous, indiscreet lovemakers.
You get out now!
The indiscreet lovemakers. I don't mind when people I don't mind when people are fucking in the room next door. That's never bothered me. Yeah, that is. I don't care about that.
Dude, I had one time where I saw a girl giving a hand job to a guy in one of the hotel pools.
Whoa.
While we were in it.
Nice.
That's called pulling a Sanzari. Number six.
Did you go around and say, hey, you need a hand?
Handy.
The poolside partiers.
What's wrong with them?
The ones that are always drinking by the pool. That don't bother me.
Yeah, what's wrong with
that? What the
hell? Well, I've never used a pool in a hotel since I was a kid.
Number five, the bickerers. I don't know what that
sounds
means.
Like a movie.
Number four.
I can't believe I'm paying $30 more than Steven Johnson in this hotel.
Oh, I can't believe I missed the continental breakfast.
Number four, the in-room revealers, noisemakers nearby. I don't know. Number three, the complainers. Number two.
Yeah, the noisemakers, that was me on whenever I bring my equipment with me and do the show with you guys on the road. I'll get people who just do the whole, they'll just be banging on the door like, shut up! Because I'll do my normal yelling thing like we do on the show.
Oh!
Sorry.
The number four, the... the complainers.
You already said that too. You're at hallway hellraisers,
yeah,
number
three, the complainers. Number two, hallway hellraisers.
I don't like seeing any hellraiser in a hotel. That's terrifying. Yeah. Those movies are scary.
You guys are talking about like the kids who run back and forth and like constantly slamming
doors.
No,
I'm talking about the actual hellraiser.
What I do is I walk out in my boxers, stand in the middle of the room with my hands on my hips and just stare until everybody gets uncomfortable and goes back inside the room.
That usually does work. Number one, the inattentive parents. Yeah, that's number one. Yeah. The survey also revealed that American tipping habits at hotels showing that more than 51% of guests tip their housekeepers the most. I don't tip housekeepers.
What?
They get paid by the hour. They don't get paid by tips. People who get paid by tips, such as valet, servers, things like that, then yeah.
How? No, the only time you tip a housekeeper is on a cruise or something because they don't get paid by the hour. But no. Since people really do tip housekeepers?
I mean, unless you're throwing spaghetti all over the place and you feel bad about it, Megan, I'm going to have to clean up after you.
Again, another reason to just do the vacation rentals. It's just way easier than having to deal with this shit.
Mm-hmm. I tipped a hotel one time when I was in college, and my friend Drew Kelly, full name again, he upper decked our bathroom. We were and so I felt so I didn't want to clean it, but I felt so bad for the person coming in to clean it the next day because he was just drunk and hammered and came into our room and did that.
I did that to my brother's bathroom when I, the day before I left.
I've never done it, but I've always wanted to.
It's not cool, man. An upper decker?
Upper decker, where you take a shit where the water is in the top. You just take the lid off.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, that's fun.
So that's the only time I've ever tipped was because I felt so bad.
All right.
Or the Bibles, rather than tossing them out, I write in black ink pen. I go to the last page of the book and in big letters I write the end.
Well, that's good. That's a good one too. Yeah. Or just replace the cover. Just get a cover and replace it with Harry Potter. See if anyone notices.
Because all those Bibles now, like that was like the Gideon's thing. Yes. They always say provided by the Gideon's, and now they're putting Korans in
Bibles
as well. Yeah, that's a new thing.
Wow.
Well, perfect segue. Watch a conservative Florida mom vows to stop her children from learning about Islam and Arabic numerals.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Go on.
Here we go.
One, two, kafaf.
Okay. I promised everybody I would do a video on my son's world history book for his sixth period class, sophomore year at North Marion High School. Now, there is one whole chapter, and it's chapter 10, that
speaks slower,
starts on
bitch.
Page 116 and goes to...
She sounds retarded, but let's see.
151.
She sounds fat because she's fat.
She is.
And it tells nothing... basically everything about Muslim civilizations and Shihar law... You name
Shihar
it.
Law?
So it's a fucking history book.
Sean, what's your favorite kind of Shihara law?
It's called Shihi law. It's where women have penises and fantastic boobs.
Wait,
Shihara law, wasn't that the laws that were enslaved for He-Man, Master of the Universe?
No, that's She-Ra. Shihara law is Shihara has a right to a man and a good job.
Okay.
It talks about it. Now, sorry, I'm going to be moving the camera around a lot so you can see this.
I hope she's using
why?
It.
Why would you need to move it around?
Because she's filming it with a dildy selfie stick.
Oh.
I'm going to show you.
My vagina. So many pauses. I'm just going to fill it with random stuff. It's her fault.
So that you see, chapter 10 is about Muslim civilizations.
You already said that.
Period.
Oh, you don't have to say the period.
See that?
Who the hell did she promise this to? I didn't ask for her to do this.
All their followers, brah.
She's annoying.
By the way, side note, people who say period when they're like people who use like
quotes.
Punctuation. Punctuation
in a sentence,
in regular speak.
Semicolon.
I hate them.
I'm so excited! Exclamation point.
Starbucks coffee tastes burnt. Period.
Who wants
this
to go out?
Pumpkin latte is not so great. Question mark.
What is pumpkin from? Question. Oh, you already said question.
I was
going to
say question mark. Damn it! There's only so many punctuations.
Ellipses.
I think I have an ellipses. Take me to the doctor.
I am so angry! Exclamation point.
No, you have
sorry.
That apostrophe S is so retarded.
Okay.
I need you to stick this semicolon in my
every
butt.
Every chapter.
Here you go, Dutch. You
they
can see
bring
it
up something about Muslim or Islam under Islam Nation. All of it.
So she didn't even read this. She just like skimmed
the
through
the one thing
it.
That sticks out
this
to me.
This is a 14-minute video. How does this go viral after the first 2 minutes? People are like, all right, she's a dumb kind. Who
no,
cares?
We're going through this, so get ready.
No, I don't want 14. Dude,
settle in. Get some popcorn. You're going to listen to this woman get swallowed up by the top of her titties.
Yeah, look at that thing.
They're just
now
I was
told
out.
By this teacher, the students will be learning about other religions.
Uh-huh.
Or not the teacher, I'm sorry, the principal.
I thought they'd be learning elfish.
Of the school. And I'm just going to read this little paragraph.
Excerpt.
Take
oh,
five
my God.
Minutes this.
Oh, my.
Why are we doing this? This
it's is happening.
This is dumb.
The only paragraph that basically...
Oh, God.
Basically what?
Her pregnant
what,
pauses
bitch?
Are making
this,
me happy.
Dude, I can't do this right now.
I love it. I love it. Oh, I'm eating this up.
Son of a bitch.
Tells us the impact of the Crusades. So this is what they...
She's a lady who stands in front of you at like Subway or a place. She's like, I'll have the sub with...
What bread, ma'am? No, but I want to tell you the veggies. This is the bread part first. The bread, then the meat, then the veggies.
Wheat, and then...
Just make sure you have pickles.
And...
Right?
Lettuce.
Ma'am, there's a line behind you.
Are you yelling at me, sir?
No, I just what bread do you want? That's the only thing I want.
I want to say my veggies first.
Onion.
Wow, you're speaking quickly now.
Onion... No.
This is what
onion.
They're teaching the kids. The Crusades left a bitter legacy of religious hatred. In the Middle East, both Christian and Muslims committed appalling atrocities in the name of religion.
Okay, so
okay,
far that's
there we go.
True.
So far, that's
true.
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 Go on.
In Europe, crusaders sometimes turned their religious fury against Jews.
Also true.
Okay. Massacring entire communities.
Yes. Uh-huh. 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 Yeah.
The Crusaders right. arrived in the Middle East at a time when various Muslim regimes were struggling amongst themselves for control of the religion.
True.
Okay.
These groups rallied together to fight the invaders and under Saladin began to reunify.
That's Aladdin's hip cousin.
Unify the religion from Egypt to Syria. Though the Crusaders.
Through the crusade.
That she can't read.
Hey, you want to edit that out later? No,
it's fine.
It's fine.
Failed to keep control of the Holy Land.
Mom, how long is this video?
The Crusades
14 minutes.
Did have significant effects on life in Europe. These wars helped to quicken the pace of changes.
She sounds like, you know, the stupid kid that can't read well. He always like, please don't pick on me to read. Please don't pick on me to
please,
read.
Please. That was me.
Illiterate?
I guarantee, Sean, she's the kid in school who's whilst they're reading, they're putting their finger under the word. And then...
You mean the kid I punched in school?
That one.
...that were already underway. Okay, so...
What the fuck is... What the,
you see that they're not telling the full truth about...
Letters are hard.
What is the full truth?
That is the full truth. That
that's,
is actually what happened.
That's what happened.
That's what
you
happened.
Can't handle the truth.
The Crusades. None whatsoever.
You can't handle the truth.
She has 12 minutes to go.
This chapter on Islam.
Why are we doing this?
She'll get
there. I'm getting so angry.
I love the way the camera's moving. It looks like they're filming the Cloverfield monster.
And Muslim civilization.
I see dead people.
Basically talks about the rise of Islam. Muhammad becomes a prophet.
Uh-huh.
Muhammad becomes God's messenger.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The Hijra turning point. The teachings of Islam. The Muslim study of the Quran.
Uh-huh.
And the Muslims follow duties.
Okay, pause.
You said duties.
What? She read, like, just the way that that she was reading that textbook, the way it was worded... I'm pretty sure they worded it in a factual basis towards that religion as well. Now, she's trying to make it seem like the entire history textbook is now Islam-based. I'm assuming is what this whole thing is supposed to boil down.
It's just a chapter,
to.
By the way.
It was one chapter.
Yes.
People of the book. And then one whole page is dedicated to the five pillars of Islam. And I'll show you that.
Oh, I know those. I know those. It's happy, sleepy, dopey,
doc,
bashful.
Those are the seven dwarves.
Are you sure?
No, I'm pretty sure those are the seven dwarves.
Okay.
Then which one's Snow White?
Yeah, what's that one?
She's seven the whore.
Okay.
Live alone with seven single men.
Five pillars of Islam.
Like the four walls of Jericho.
Some of this bothering me.
It's happening.
It really bothers me to read. So.
It bothers me to read.
Hey, Royce, this the four walls of Jericho.
Yes, that's what it is. You're right.
The four walls of Chris Jericho?
It was just the walls.
She has a problem with a history textbook talking about the rise of the most popular religion in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Just please bear with me because...
I don't know how to read.
No. I don't want anything to sit next to you.
I wish a bear would eat you. That's what I want.
I just don't agree with it.
Because you sound so well educated.
Teaches about the Shihara Islamic system of law.
Anyone who has a tattoo on her tit probably doesn't know a whole lot about
history. Islam on women. Now, in here, it does state that before Islam, the position of women in the Arab society.
The Arab. Goddamn Arabs are coming to this country. Now, I'll tell you what.
Taking over our textbooks.
Pastor Royce agrees with her. Because when I was reading the book, I went through that Shihara law. And I was like, what are they talking about? Five pillars. We have 10 commandments. And that, to me, is more valuable.
Praise Jesus.
Varied. And in some communities, women were active in the religion, trade, or politics.
Oh, that's what she has a problem with.
As in most societies.
The women were active
at the time.
And she's so fat.
However... most women had limited rights. Arab women could not...
Stop saying Arab! Arab!
You fucking dumb idiot!
You're called Arab!
It's just... okay.
10 more minutes!
Royce, I'm imploring you. Please, do we have to keep watching?
Can you say the word Arab without being a racist?
No, I don't think so. Not like that.
You could.
Arabs!
I prefer and had to call them Dune Coons.
Dune Coons.
To obey male guardian. Among few tribes, unwanted daughters were sometimes killed at birth.
That happened.
They do that in China.
And Roman and Dutch. Every society ever since, especially back then.
She has
they were
my
killing kids that they love killing kids.
She has my pet peeve, Dutch. Look at the camera. Where the fingers are too fat for the rings. And it looks like you know when
now.
A tree grows around a stop sign?
Mm-hmm.
The fingers growing around the ring.
Okay. Although spiritually equal under Islam, men and women had different roles and rights.
That was that way with every culture ever since the beginning of man.
That is so offensive that men and women were different in history.
For example, women inherited less than men and had a more difficult time getting a divorce. Islam spread. Muslims adopted practices of conquered peoples. For example, the practices of veiling upper class women.
She's reading a textbook. Royce,
in a separate
dude,
part.
Please.
The more you do this, Dutch, the more I'm going to
play. Can we wrap this up? I think she's bothering me.
I know.
No, we
20
can't.
Minutes left in the show. Jesus Christ. Dude.
And only 9 minutes and 48 seconds left of her video.
The less you complain, the faster we'll get through it.
Home.
I can't do this.
The Quran says that women should dress modestly, which has been interpreted in multiple ways.
How is this going to stop it being taught in schools?
Well,
by
the things that I've
it?
Been seeing about women with Muslims is not what they're describing in here.
They're describing history, bitch. You're
because
in present
you see-
day. They're describing things that happened hundreds of years ago. Of course you haven't seen it, you asswipe.
She wants them to basically say, if my history book is going to address this religion, they need to be addressing that there are human rights violations and yada yada. And they're not talking about, but it's a history book.
Yeah.
She's talking about what it used to be like way back then.
Yeah, Sean, I agree with what you said in the chat. You must be a Red Show fan.
And then there's a primary source page, and it's all about the Quran. Even has verses.
I've never seen somebody that takes so long.
I'm angry right now, man.
I know.
I turn my anger towards you for continuing to play it.
I've never seen. You know what? Her brain has a goddamn Skype delay. I've never seen this before.
Dutch will not be able to.
She handle. Has news anchor pauses, dude.
What if we
another
talk well, no, like
see,
this?
She can't read for
10 seconds of this video.
That's an accurate picture
from the Quran.
Ooh, that's an offensive looking textbook.
You see that?
It's so offensive. I'm offended.
I'm offended.
I'm offended right,
right
there.
Check your privilege, bro.
Okay.
Okay.
Then there's the building of the Muslim empire, the Arabs unite under Islam.
Stop. Stop.
I can't believe this is a real person.
Stop.
She said Arabs!
Is she trolling us? Is she trolling us?
I wish she was
early victories.
Us.
Divisions emerge within Islam.
She's getting tired from thinking too hard.
Sufis.
She's getting winded from thinking too hard.
Meaning of the Islam, the Muslim Empire, the
reason
for Muslim
through one
success,
page.
Treatment
well,
of
look,
conquered
people. To be fair, it's been like a whole like 5 minutes since she shoved food in her mouth.
Good point. She needs those calories.
Does anyone have a Twinkie?
Then India's Muslim empires. The Sultan.
Oh, God, there's other countries
July
that have them?
Defeats the Hindus. Muslim rule.
More like Hindon'ts.
Of change changes Indian government and society.
Maul's right. I'm surprised she hasn't referred to them as bomb baboons.
The sultans lose power. Muslims and Hindus clash.
What is her Dutch? I'm gonna do your favor. I want to see what her point is. Okay, how about that? I'll skip towards the end. Okay?
They don't give you a
Thank
whole
God.
Chapter. Full chapters.
Here you go.
40 and all the other chapters that are talking about Muslim religion. Or the effects of Islam on our world history now. And
was
it doesn't speak of them in any kind of negative light.
9/11, never forget.
They invented mathematics, for Christ's sake.
If they can teach this, where's the full chapters on Catholicism?
They have that. It's called Everything Ever.
Yeah, it's called Everything Else. Because those history books are written by white people. Who are descended? God damn it!
No, but she's basically saying that she's not talking about anything negative. She's like one of those people who will watch like say she's from what state is she from?
Florida.
Alabama?
Oh, Florida.
Florida. Okay, so she'll watch like Gator games, only listening to like the local broadcast,
yes.
The homers. And then when she hears like you know Joe Buck or anybody else call it, they're like they're biased against my team because they're not speaking. They're actually being objective and just saying
well,
what's happening rather than saying. He unfortunately didn't get first down. You know what I mean? Like,
Dutch, here's what I
like
do.
The fact there's not a homer bias.
Here's what I do. When I watch the games, I mute the TV, turn on my AM radio, and listen to the local broadcast. That way I don't have to worry about what they say on the ESPNs.
But to be fair, your grandfather does that.
Yes, he does.
Where's the full chapters on Lutheran religion? And if we want to even go that far, atheist.
Atheism isn't a religion.
We don't want to go that far, though. We just want to stay safe with Lutheran.
Paganism?
Seriously. Paganism.
Where
uh-huh.
are those full chapters, sorry. 40 pages long, teaching about...
How funny, at the end of the video, she goes, oh, here it is. The next chapter is on.
Oh, that was it.
Whoops.
Oh, chapter 11. My bad.
That religion.
I can only count
or those
ten.
Religions. The principal lied to me. And said that they were going to be learning.
And said that ice cream was low fat.
It's not.
Learning about other religions. I've looked through this. They give you little bits and pieces.
Now, there's some blood on the textbook because I was checking my glucose over it, but it's not a big deal.
She must be the worst person for like she probably goes like every week complaining about something to the faculty.
No, oh, yeah. I think what the problem here is that she's complaining because there's no negative connotations towards Islam in her history book.
Right.
Which is, by all intents and purposes, supposed to be a unbiased account of the events of history.
Right.
However,
right, you have more unbiased because you'd be like, this, it's not like, hey, we're going to be biased towards something that could happen. It's like, this is what has happened so far.
Right.
You could now, get less unbiased than history of Texas.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and give her what she wants. Let's put a negative
more
connotation.
Cake?
No. She does not need more cake.
Jerry Springer on?
Candy bacon?
Look.
Candy bacon?
No. You guys do not understand.
a dildo selfie stick, but instead of a dildo, a popsicle.
Or a horse cock.
Bonbons.
You have to put that negative connotation on Islam. Fine. But then when let's see what but if we do that for her, and then I also have to be fair and imply all the negative shit about Christianity or Catholicism.
No such thing. Never happened.
No!
Never happened.
Hold on a second. Of course you don't think any negative shit happened, because guess what? That's who all those history books that you're reading were written by.
Jesus Christ.
All the shit that they did, the Crusades. That was to kill and eradicate all the Muslims and take the Holy Land back.
I thought
from
that
them.
Was a crusade of hugs.
Oh, no. It was a crusade of let's murder every single Muslim we see so
I
we can take this land back from them.
The Crusades were when they hid the Holy Grail from Indiana Jones.
No. Then there's the Dark Ages. Do you know why they call it the Dark Ages?
Flesh wound.
It's the Dark Ages, not because it was full with
African Because of
American
all the
people.
Knights.
It was called the Dark Ages because Catholicism got control of all the power
all the
in Europe. And they burnt everything that taught
oh,
people
man,
how to
they
think.
Ate some
they
shit during that time.
Well, if they were burning so many books, it should have been lighter.
Any person that was a pagan and didn't bend the knee to the Pope, murdered. It doesn't. You can't sit here and say put a bad connotation on Islam because you're looking at Islam from an outside perspective.
Sean, I don't you see.
You were brought up Christian or a Catholic just because that's what your parents gave you because you're a white American. You don't fucking do half of the shit that you're supposed to do as a Christian. Don't sit here and say that you need to put the negative connotations on Islam because it's not. If you do,
well,
you have
yeah,
to put
well,
it on all of them on the Jews.
I think you're going with your point, Sean, and I agree with you. Like, she wants the negative connotations on Islam. Fine. There's a lot of negative shit about that religion, but she probably in the same breath would get really pissed off if they had any kind of negative connotation towards the church.
She wouldn't get
maybe,
pissed off because there is nothing negative to say about Christianity.
Maybe,
it's all good. Even the killings. Those are good killings.
Kid fucking.
Maybe she
those
was,
are good kid
maybe
fuckings.
She
it was,
was
for a purpose.
Maybe she was confusing crusades with croissants again. Is that could
ooh,
that have been?
I do that all the time.
Croissants are awesome.
You do that all the time?
I do that all the time.
You accidentally kill a Muslim instead of actually getting an ice cone.
In the morning
no.
when
what
he's
I'll
hungry.
Do is I'll go to Burger King in the morning time and I'll be like, can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese crusade?
And they don't know what he wants.
Because if I'm not kosher, I can eat sausage and cheese in the same meal and not have to worry about going to hell because it's all silly to me. But it's delicious to my mouth, silly to my brain.
Give you a whole chapter.
Oh, Jesus, we're still playing this? I thought
on
we were
each religion. Thought religion wasn't allowed in school. But they're teaching Islam.
They're not right. teaching it.
I don't history. Agree with it.
It's
I will
it's
be waiting for another phone call back from
the doctor.
Yes.
Because
for my insane asylum.
For my lap band surgery.
This is getting brought to his attention. I don't appreciate being lied to. And
you know what's lying to me was that Billy Beats guy and his Tebow thing that he kept doing. Or Tabo. What was the name of that thing again, honey?
I will go as far as I have to get this out.
As long as there's no stairs or upward inclines.
Yeah. I'll have to go. I'll go as far as I. How about shorten your video up and make it a little more concise, you dumb.
She needed all that time to get her point across.
Because my children
well,
aren't
write
gonna
it down
this.
First next time.
Her children are going to learn this, bro.
My
you
son
really want to be... First of all, pause. Where did you find this video?
I don't know. A website.
Which website?
Raw Story.
Raw Story can suck a dick for even bringing this video and being like, okay, yeah, there's people out there like this, but you could find someone exactly like her with a shorter video. You didn't have to put that video up there causing my asshole co-host to play it knowing it pissed me off. That's the reason why I play the full fucking thing.
Hey, I'm your asshole co-host.
Yes.
On his paper. So when are we going to learn about
then he plays
religions?
More.
And when are we going to be able to start flying our flags at school?
Our flags at school? What flags?
I was proud of him for that.
Our Confederate flags.
Oh.
And the ones that told us to take down that we put more up.
He doesn't want to be in that class. If they talk about it, he's going to get up and walk out.
And he's going to fail for the day.
Yes.
And he has every right to.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He can bring that grade up. He's in all A's classes.
He's in all A's classes?
Hopefully.
What's all A's classes?
That's them classes for them people who are smart and can think and learn and stuff.
He's so good, he's been in the third grade 3 times. That's how good he is. He learned it 3 times.
Did she mean AP classes?
Apps. Those are what they give me at Applebee's.
She meant to say AP, didn't she?
Yeah,
she
all A's classes.
She's dumb and fat. What do you want from her? She's hungry right now.
By the way, her curtains are enraging me, too.
His reaction to all this as well.
You need really thick curtains.
And really thick women.
Other students will follow along.
No, they won't. No one's going to follow your retarded A-class kid.
What they're being taught is wrong.
Yeah, and you and your pig nose and awful fucking dandruff scalp. I hate her.
She's just mad because Kermit broke up with her.
What if there are Muslim students in her class that actually do want to learn their part of history?
I
want
to know about Arabs.
My son, even though he keeps telling me, you know what, Mom, you still can't fit into that tube top you used to wear when you were in high school. He loves me.
He loves me a lot.
Because this book isn't telling truth.
Yes, the truth.
It's not telling the truth.
What they want us to believe.
They. Who's they?
Other than what we
the
know.
The Illuminati.
Obama, goddammit.
So, like I said, I pretty much did an overview of the whole entire book.
No, that was not an overview. That was not an overview.
No. You skimmed very slowly. Look at that length of this video. You think she would have read the entire book.
She's
half a tard.
I've never seen a slow.
You're being so nice right now.
Leave the squidbilly wife alone. She's trying really hard.
It would have been an overview if she read it at a normal pace.
I would rather fuck the squidbilly wife.
Here's the thing, dude. We can already tell how fat she is, but I'm sure she's an iceberg. Like, this is just the tip of her entire mass. God, if you were actually to see what she looks like, there's a lot happening.
To be fair, it's Dan Aykroyd's fault for thinking about her at the end of the movie. That's why she showed up.
The questions you can ask, I'll answer.
Are we sure this girl isn't from, like, you know, somewhere around here? Because
It says a Florida mom. It doesn't say where.
It's got to be. I mean, because, no, there are people here in Florida that think like this, that are this ignorant and backwards and ignorant of everything. And
hosted by Christian Kayla?
I'm so tired of them.
What, Dutch? You want to see what other videos Christian Kayla has?
Let's just see. Well, hold on. I mean, she posted it on her Facebook. And
she took it down.
I mean, look, she's already a public figure because she's trying to get the word out there. So maybe we can help her get the word out there.
The word of the Lord?
She's not. No, she took the video down apparently from Facebook.
Jagging it for the Lord.
Let's see if we can find Christian Kayla. Hold on a second.
While you guys do that, speaking of dumb religious people, can I just laugh real quick with you guys about yesterday? I'm coming back from picking up D from work. Walking down the street is a group of fucking Mormons. And as every car is driving past them down the street, they're waving at them. Just waving at them, waving at them, waving at them. So as they come up to, as I'm coming up to them and they're walking towards me.
Boo, Wendy!
They start to wave and I just flick both, like, as soon as they both wave, I flick both of them off through the windshield, and like their faces both just dropped a little bit, and I just drove past them because I was like, fuck these Mormons up that
very aggressive.
But every car that walked by, no, Dutch, they were waving in unison. Like,
what, you know what you should have done? You should have done what you do when you see midgets and just scream Mormon and scream at them. That's what you should have done.
But I guess I wasn't aware of it because D like caught it out of the glimpse of the corner of her eye and she just started laughing because I was, I guess, unintentionally or intentionally belligerently mean to Mormons for no reason.
Well, you have every reason.
They're Mormons, I mean, man.
They're the ones that come knocking on your door on a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, waking you up, and your dog starts barking and freaking out.
That was Jehovah's Witnesses. That was when their dog did that. Yeah, they came by like at 9 a.m. on a Saturday, and Yuki was losing her fucking mind.
And we're like, "Oh my God, why is Yuki barking?" Oh wait, there are strangers trying to tell us about the Lord outside our house.
They did the Jehovah's Witnesses came to Dee's parents' house one morning while I was there having coffee,
And I answered the door, and they were like, here, do you have time to talk about Jesus? Here's the watchtower. And I was like, we worship the Dark Lord Cthulhu at this house, so if you could go ahead and carry your asses on down the street, have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm. Have I showed you guys that video of these two more missionaries? Apparently one of them played on, like, the BYU basketball team and can, like, dunk over people's heads, and they were in the ghetto doing, like, their mission.
Yeah, we saw that.
Did we play that?
Yeah,
we played
it. Yeah, you showed us that.
And he was dunking on them, yeah. I still wouldn't give a shit what he said.
Well, it's probably because they lived half their life.
I put it in the chat room view.
It's probably because
we did play you right.
We did.
Right, I'm sorry.
It's probably because they lived half their life over in Africa.
Well, look, I just want no more Arabs. Arab stuff being taught in my school. They need to talk about the Lord, Jesus Christ.
I hate it.
Of Latter-day Saints. All right, guys. Well, it is about time for us to wrap up.
I feel like we accomplished nothing in that second hour.
Oh, no. We accomplished everything.
Getting me mad, then yes.
Wait, we accomplished things on this show? I didn't know that was one of our missions.
Mission accomplished. Yay.
Woo! Good job, everyone.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned tomorrow for the Cousin Joe show. And listen to every show on More Like Radio.
There you go.
We'll be back. We'll be back next week. And also next week after Hippo Juice, we'll be reviewing Fargo Season 2, Episode 1. So make sure you watch that. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're out of here.